What's up, y'all? It is Mike of iWatchMike.com. As you can hear those tunes right there, it's time for another episode. We call it Talking Sleepy Hollow. Alongside of me, right over there. Right yep. over there. You can hear her coughing. She's trying not to cough.
I'm still sick.
Yeah, we've kind of figured out, sleepyheads, that we think that Amy has some kind of STD that has traveled all the way up to her throat, which is scary.
Yeah, it's new.
What is going on with that?
I have no idea. I'm very upset with you.
Why?
You lied to me.
How did I lie to you? Oh, are you talking about the Headless Horseman?
Yes.
You know what? Damn those commercials of the Sleepy Hollow people, because I really thought he was coming, and now we know he's coming. Sleepy Addicts, our people over there, she tweeted me, and she was like, oh my gosh, wait till you see next week, because she gets the episodes sent to her as well. Mm-hmm. And I told her, you weren't on the tweets during the show on Friday, but I was like, yeah, I get the episodes too, but I kind of watch, I don't like to watch them early. You know, I know you like watching stuff early and getting spoiled.
No, not really. Not anymore. What? It's a new year. I know, right?
Wow.
I know. I like to wait.
Wow. So, yeah. So she said, she's like, oh, yeah, wait till this Friday. This Friday. And by the commercial, it looks like Headless SPAC. And it seemed to me that Headless kills a cop and puts his head on his body and then almost like turns into the Terminator.
That's what it looked like.
So he can like shift into whatever's head, which is freaking awesome.
But yeah, I was very upset.
Yeah, I was a little bummed.
Because I was like, finally, I'm the Horseman, and then it was like next week, and I was like,
Yeah, I know it sucked. So here we are. We're gonna be talking about In Plain Sight. But before I jump into that, our friend Twilight Chick. Right? She's been listening to our recaps, and she's been following the VRO for like a long time, and she's one cool piece.
Since day one.
Yes. So she actually wrote a little comment on our first recap of the premiere episode. Okay. And I'm going to read it real quick. And it says, great listening to you both talking Sleepy Hollow again. Have missed it. Oh, thank you so much. I will start by saying that I totally enjoyed the whole premiere. Mike was so right. Amy sucks.
She didn't say that.
Okay. She said, I enjoyed the whole premiere. I threw that. That's what it looked like. I don't have my glasses on. She says, it was a solid 10 for me. I love the new location in Washington, D.C. I will miss Sleepy Hollow, but I think this was needed. I am also loving the new cast. I am truly excited to see where this season will take us. I agree that Molly may be the chosen one. This will be interesting to see. Overall, the season for me so far is starting off with a bang. No complaints at all. So she is like me. And you still suck, Amy, because you didn't like the premiere episode. Okay, now let's talk about In Plain Sight that aired Friday the 13th. Mm-hmm. On Fox. Now, since you started off by talking about there's no Headless, how did you feel about the witches?
I liked it.
Okay.
I did.
Did you really like this episode?
Yes, I enjoyed this episode.
Now, did this feel more like a premiere?
Yes.
I knew it.
You know me so well.
I knew. Yeah. That just shows you that you didn't like the premiere.
I did like the premiere.
Yeah, this
it just
one
didn't feel like a premiere.
Yeah, this one was a good one. I mean, don't get me wrong. I liked the premiere. I was a big fan of that one. But this one here, these three witches were bad.
I know. I like that.
Yeah, I definitely liked this this episode, that part, and all the witches, the witch fight. I thought was dope. I liked. Mm-hmm. It was cool how they could use the cell phone to see. I did not even. And that is
kind of cool.
Did you expect the house to be right there, invisible, glamored, right there off the lake?
No.
Neither did I.
No, I didn't.
I was like, when Crane put it up there, I was like, oh, you sneaky writers. I didn't even think about it. But, yeah, the whole story was dope. I enjoyed it.
Really? I thought they were going to, like, bring up Katrina. But,
You know what? In the car when they were driving, I thought maybe they were, when he was like, so how do you know? And he was like, I used to be married to one. And I was like, oh. Are they going to drag out my poor Katrina? Because I love Katrina.
I know you did.
But they didn't. They kind of just touched on it a little bit, and that was it. So that was cool. you know?
But, like, there were sisters, and they just willingly killed.
That one.
Yeah.
That it was, the one lied.
They have a dysfunctional family.
Yeah, it was dope. I really liked it. I really thought it was a cool twist for the whole Dire Sisters. And because I remember the Dire Sisters. Wasn't those the three witches from Clash of the Titans? No, they could see the future of the eye. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, they saw. The name sounds familiar.
The die, yeah. And maybe I'm totally mixing them all up. But
maybe it's like a Salem witch. Like maybe that's what we studied in school. And we just can't remember.
I didn't study that. I mean, I remember the Salem witch trials, but I don't remember three witches that walked around and worked for the revolution.
Well,
I know that people are listening right now are like, dumbass, that didn't happen in real life. It's just a TV show. But still, it would still be cool.
Hey. All of this happened in her life.
One of my favorite parts, when Jenny punks those little bullies at school.
Yes, I loved her in that episode.
Dude, I was hoping she would just kick him in the stomach. And
really?
Yeah.
Jenny is not going to kick.
I know, but that would have been cool. That would have been cool. I wasn't a fan of them bullying Molly. So
true, but if you were Molly's parent. And, Jenny just happened to show up at the school. What would you have acted the way she did? See, I'm not a parent, so I can't answer that.
I probably, if I was Agent Thomas and I came in there, I would probably do the same thing, but then I would also say thanks. I was waiting for Thomas to say, because she was like, do we understand? And she was like, yes. And I was waiting for her to say, but thank you. Like, because, she helped her with the bullies.
Yeah, she didn't say thank you.
But that didn't come out of her mouth. But I'm telling you, I am a big fan of Agent Thomas. I mean, she's definitely...
She's growing on me.
Dude,
she's growing on me.
She's fitting in. She's one tough broad. And it just...
But I mean, how is she going to act when she realizes that, her daughter is the witness?
I don't know. I think she's going to protect her even like a bigger mama bear. I'm telling you.
I mean, Crane has to do these... task with the witness, is she going to let her daughter go out and help Crane?
I think she will, as long as she is babysitting and right there. I don't know. I'm curious to see how, because then I started thinking, I was like, well, maybe it's really Thomas that's the Molly's the in-between and she's but then I was like, could it be another cop and then another cop? That would be kind of, I don't know. I'm kind of curious and excited and pumped to see how they get Molly involved at a young age, and thrust her into fighting evil, because is she going to be able, I don't know, man. I have no idea.
I mean, Jenny, I think Jenny will be the one to help with that the most, because Abby was a witness when she was 12.
Yeah. So I don't know. I mean, it was cool. When she spoke at Crane, I was like, oh, shit. So I was excited for that. And then definitely like the mom and daughter when they were eating pancakes, that moment. This was a really good episode. I liked it.
I give it a 10.
You give it a 10?
Yeah.
Like for real?
For real.
Holy smokes.
I know.
If I had to scale it 1 to 10, okay. I would probably have to give it a 10, because I would have probably given it like a good high 8. And then at the end, when you see the horseman just riding down the freeway, I was like, oh, okay, 10.
Yeah,
I cannot wait.
I mean, I do give it a 10. I like the episode. But there's still some characters that I'm not feeling yet. I know that you love the bad guy. I call him, he's Mullet Man to me now.
Dreyfus?
Yeah.
I like him. He's an evil dude. I'm curious to find out. Dreyfus has that little sidekick that his eyes turn yellow. I'm curious to see what his story. I don't know if he's a warlock or if he's a demon or...
I thought he was a wolf.
I don't know what he is, but I'm trying to figure out. Maybe I have no idea. The person I don't like in so far is Alex.
Yes, we agree. Finally.
Well, I told you in the first one. You're the one that liked her and Jake in the first premiere episode.
No, I liked Jake. I didn't like Alex.
No, you were like, I like him too. I was like, nah.
No,
I just don't trust Alex just for the fact that she saw what happened in the premiere episode and is still doubting Crane.
Mm-hmm.
And
I see her turning.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if she's going to. I think Crane's going to save her life, and then she's going to realize, and she's going to.
No.
I don't know.
I can see her going bad.
I don't think she's going to go bad. No, she's the machine maker. She's part of the team. She's just being a little
Well, you
stubborn.
know what? Holly was a machine maker, and they can just bring him back.
I could do that. Kill off Alex, bring back Holly. I'd be a happy camper.
There we go.
I think all the women who watch Sleepy Hollow would love to have Holly back.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Are we done?
We're done. I think we basically covered everything we need to cover.
I think we both enjoy the episode. Love it how it's going, the direction it's going. I think we both agree.
Agree.
We both don't like Alex.
No, and that scares me.
This is probably the first episode we've ever done together where we actually agree with everything.
I know. That means the end of the world.
It's amazing.
The apocalypse is coming.
All right. 10-10, Amy. I know you're about to take your medicine, and you probably already have. That's why you're talking loopy-loopy. If you remember your blog, go ahead and let everybody know.
It's Variety Radio Online. And we are on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Audio Boom, Good Shows. We are everywhere. Just Google Variety Radio Online and you will find us.
Cool. And for me, I got a blog, iwatchmike.com. If you want to find this recap show plus other ones we do, me and Amy actually do Gotham together. I know two different networks, but still, we do it together.
But it is two different networks.
Are they?
It's
Fox. It's Fox and Fox.
Yeah.
Why was I thinking?
See, Mike, he's got into my medicine.
No, I just it's bath time, and I'm trying to get over there to do bedtime stories. That's what I read every night before he goes to bed.
Okay, well, let's get off air.
Yes.
On now.
So, people, you can look up on iTunes, Talking Sleepy Hollow. Talking Sleepy Hollow on iTunes. Check it out. Audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike if you don't have iTunes. I already said my blog, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter and Instagram. I Watch Mike on Facebook. Good Shows app. I'm Mike the Movie Guy. And I think that's it. And feel free to leave comments. Twilight Chick, thank you very, very much for the comment. I'm curious to see what you thought of this episode in plain sight. And don't forget Sleepy Hollow airs on Fox every Friday night. We'll be back next week. Sleepy Hollow.
Head to the Bye, internet.
Later. The horseman's coming! The horseman's coming! And he's gonna kill people! That's him right there! He's gonna kill people! I'm so excited! I'm so excited! Alright, I'm done.